This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. We've talked a lot on the show about the various ways people around the state have been coping with the daily stress of the pandemic. Baking, going for runs, making music, reading or writing poetry. But there are even smaller daily rituals that have gotten many of us through this. For Stateside's Laura Weber Davis, it's that morning cup of coffee. Grinding the beans, brewing a fresh pot, picking out a mug for the day. Such small moments, but still very important moments of joy. When Laura heard that musician Mae Erlewine was turning her love for morning ritual into an opportunity to raise money for social justice, Laura called her up. Mae partnered with Higher Grounds Coffee in Traverse City to create a blend unique for Mae called Shine On. Let's listen to Laura's conversation with Mae Erlewine and Higher Grounds founder Chris Treeter.
So can I just start by asking how you guys take your coffee and what your morning routine is, or your coffee routine? Mae, how about you?
Yeah. My morning coffee routine can be viewed on Instagram almost every day. And I love to use the Chemex. I love pour over coffee. And I do like my coffee with cream.
Just a regular, a nice dairy cream, not like a oat milk or something like that.
No way. All cream all the way.
Okay, Chris, you're a coffee guy. How do you take your coffee?
I have mine every morning in a French press, and I usually go with a Central American or a Mexican coffee that has a solid body and medium acidity to it.
How did you get into coffee, and how did it evolve into a business for you?
I first got into coffee in graduate school at the School for International Training in Vermont, helping to convert our campus to 100% fair trade coffee after learning about the vast inequalities of wealth and well-being that exist along the coffee chain. And then I did my graduate thesis on commercializing coffee in Mexico, focusing on two co-ops, grower co-ops that were part of an indigenous rights movement in southern Mexico that was combating the ill effects of global economics. And through that, I realized that I had a love for coffee, not only to drink it, but the people who grow it and the cultures who are growing it, and decided to move back to the United States and start a coffee company.
It's interesting. I think of coffee shops and the experience of getting a cup of coffee as not only being very American, but here I feel like it is, for me, it's very much a part of my Michigan experience, having access to great coffee, kind of like having access to great craft beer, maybe. But it's not quite the same because, the hops aren't grown here as they are for beer, right? So you have to source the beans. Can you tell me a little bit about what makes the process feel more local for you?
Yeah, well, 2% of the country's GDP comes from coffee-related work. So while coffee isn't grown here as an agricultural crop, the end processing is completed here, from roasting to quality control to preparing drinks in a cafe or restaurant, and or selling it in the grocery store. So what is really local about coffee is the community that it really cultivates. And I think it's something that is really special in culture of any humanity you find. In history too, you go back in time and you see gathering points being old coffee houses that led to the French Revolution. And today, a coffee house is known as the third place in between work and your home. So for me, the locality really has to do with the culture, as well as the 2% of the GDP that it generates for our economy.
Hmm. So Mae, when we look at the sort of things that are delightful about coffee and the experience of having a cup of coffee, it often does intersect with music, especially if we're having our morning coffee and we have our music on at home, or we're driving and drinking our road coffee and listening to music in our car, or sitting at a cafe or a coffee house somewhere listening to whatever soundtrack they're providing at the time. So they really are a happy and natural marriage. Can you explain from your perspective, why those two things maybe seemed so essential this past year?
Yeah, great question. I think throughout time, and you mentioned the craft brew as well, like beer and coffee and music have been constant. No matter what's going on, even during like the Great Depression, people still needed their coffee and their music and their beer, you know? So these are things that enliven us and cause us to feel awake and passionate, you know? And I think a lot of that comes down to ritual and practice where, you know, we have these same times every day where we meet and we make our coffee and we greet our day, or we meet at the end of our day and we have our craft beer with our community. And so these things are reminders that we're alive and awake and living this life together. And they do, like Chris was saying, they are like kind of center points for people connecting to each other, which is also, we're mirrors for each other, you know, and we need each other to feel whole. So community is so important, and these things are embedded in our community. And music is something that just kind of lifts anything we're doing. Music enhances it because it causes us to be in touch with feeling. And it also, it triggers different things in our brain than a lot of other things do. So music is like very cathartic, important part of living. It helps us to feel life more fully as well. So they all sort of, to me, are very similar in their way that they cause us to be in a moment, you know, and that's why I love the coffee ritual and sharing it, because it's like it happens every day, but it is a sacred thing.
So can you explain how you got involved with Higher Grounds in this project?
Well, Chris and I have known each other for a really long time. I, you know, was a young songwriter coming into the music scene in Michigan, coming up, you know, through the support of my elders in the music scene in Michigan, and very much wanted to use my music for purpose and as a, you know, being of service to community. So I was always drawn to other people who are operating that way with their businesses or with their nonprofits. And so I came to know Chris as sort of a figurehead in the community who was doing really deep work in the world that was beyond just his business, that, you know, was diving deeper into human rights and also trying to connect communities, like this global community we have, trying to make connections in a way that I felt like was so respectful to everyone involved and also so progressive. So I've always admired Chris's work, and he's so passionate and open in collaboration. And so we've collaborated a lot over the years, and he's an artist himself in the way that he has vision for what he's trying to do. And so I think it was a natural friendship. I feel very lucky to call him my friend, and I feel proud of the work we've done. And this, you know, when it came time to make a coffee blend, it made sense to do that with Higher Grounds because of our relationship, but also because of the work that they do and how much they care about human rights and the sort of humanness in the growing coffee to the coffee enthusiast appreciating it. So I really, it was a natural synergistic thing that we did this collaboration.
Chris, you know, having tasted now the Shine On blend myself, I'll tell you, it hits me in the perfect place in my palate for coffee. It's just a delightful, very lovely cup of coffee in the morning. Can you explain a little bit about this blend?
Yeah, and you know, a lot of the that flavor profile that you're enjoying when you drink the Shine On blend is truly a collaboration. And the Shine On blend is part Ethiopian Sidama, as well as part Huaybal Honey Peru from Central Cafe. The Peruvian in it is honey processed, which means the outer cascara, as it's called, the shell of the coffee bean is left on it during the drying process for a time, which allows the sugars to really sweeten that bean and give it a unique flavor profile. So that brings out the bright elements of that coffee. And you'll find notes of brown sugar, honey, and plum jam naturally within that cup profile.
Chris, can you talk a little bit about the work that Shine On is doing outside of the mug, if you will, the work that it's doing on a philanthropic end?
Definitely. So the Shine On blend raises money for Title Track, which is a Michigan-based nonprofit that works toward racial justice. And personally, I feel that's very important in our time and space that we live in today. And the meaning of the song Shine On, which May can speak to, really resonates to what our country has been going through.
May, can you talk about Shine On?
Shine On was written in 2004, and it was at a time where I was very disappointed with the direction of things here in this country, and I felt very powerless.
Knock me off of my feet, but I think it's time for me to start walking again. Stop running away from it. Next time you see me, I will be singing a new song. I am learning to shine on.
And I felt very small in my own ability to create the change that I wanted. You know, it's like that quote, we must be the change we wish to see. Well, I wasn't feeling like I knew how to be that. And so the song was written in a sense of despair, but the idea behind it that I was reaching for was like, okay, well, I need to just start small. And even if I am small, I'm gonna start doing the small things I can do within my community. And eventually that will bring change about. And so the song was kind of in that moment of desperation and also willingness to continue. But it kind of took on a life of its own. And that's why I love writing songs. I love music so much because, you know, I write the song and it doesn't mean anything until it starts moving through the hearts of other people. And that's when music becomes magic, is by touching people and moving people to do things. And so I wanted to bring the song in collaboration with this coffee to kind of encourage people that even though it's been a very challenging time in so many different ways, that we can continue to allow the light that's in us to keep burning brightly, and that it does matter, that we matter and our work matters, because it seems like we need it more than ever right now. So that's sort of the message we were hoping to bring forth with this collaboration.
Chris Treeter and May Erlewine, thank you guys both so much, and congratulations on Shine On. It's delicious, and I hope that we are raising a mug together at some point, you know, in the not too distant future.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
That was Stateside's Laura Weber Davis. To find out more about the Shine On blend or the work behind it, visit highergroundstrading.com.